Tomorrow marks the 45th anniversary of the Apollo 7 space mission. It was the first Apollo mission to carry a crew into orbit and the first to transmit live television broadcasts back to Earth. I spoke earlier with Walt Cunningham, an astronaut from the famous 1968 mission. How are you doing today?
Well, considering it's 45 years since we had that liftoff, I think I'm doing rather well.
Now, speaking of that date, is there any one particular memory that sticks out to you that really encapsulates how you were feeling that day?
We were only anxious that they not find something to cancel the mission at the last minute. And I can remember we were a little bit irritated. We took off 2 minutes and 56 seconds late, and we didn't think it was necessary to have had that hold. So that's just the way we were in those days. We were so prepared, and it turns out in the long run it was probably the greatest spacecraft, you know, ever to recover from a fire and things like that.
What is being in space like?
Well, being in space, especially when you read about it now or you see it in the movies, there's a lot of initiative and time that people have to do things. In the real world, especially back in those days, 45 years ago, we were so wrapped up in what we had to do that there was little time to just kind of think or absorb it or, you know, really find fully enjoyment. So we were basically busy the whole time, although they front-end load a mission. We were set out to be an 11-day mission. Not one of us thought that things would be working well enough so we'd actually do the 11 days. And so the engineers on the ground, they all put as much of their tests as they can in the beginning. So by the time it's half over, 60% over, you've probably accomplished 75, 80% of what your objectives are. So you get a little bit of time at the end. But it turns out that the spacecraft that Rockwell, North American Rockwell at the time built, recovering from the fire that destroyed the last attempt, it was the cleanest spacecraft that you can possibly imagine. And in fact, today, 45 years later, it's still the longest, the most ambitious, the most successful first engineering flight of any new machine ever.
So 45 years ago, when I hear people talk about those times, they speak on space travel as if it kind of represented a little bit of the American sensibility of just dreaming big and the whole idea of space being a frontier that could be anything, and that representing America being able to do anything, you know, no ceilings. How do you feel today that we view space?
Well, as I look back then, there's no question that it was a lot of politically driven between us and the Russians. And today we have to look back and look at that as the golden age of manned spaceflight.
If you'd like to hear more of my interview with astronaut Walt Cunningham, visit annenbergradio.org.